The Vietnam War took place at an unusual time in American history. A record number of American women gave birth between the years 1946 and 1959, and the largest part of that baby boom was of fighting age when the war began. The baby boomers had also created a full-fledged youth culture by that time, a culture based largely on music. So when public sentiment turned against the war, so did popular music. America's involvement in Vietnam started slowly. Only 5,000 soldiers in 1960. So at first, people in the U.S. weren't paying very close attention. But the protest movement was starting even then.
Oh, my buddy's dying. So much pain and woe. Oh, God, please bring this awful.
This is a song called A Soldier's Letter Home from 1963. Within 2 years of this song, the number of Americans in Vietnam would explode. America didn't have an all-volunteer army back then. In 1962, the government implemented the Selective Service, or the draft. Leslie Waffen is the retired head of the Motion Picture Sound and Video Branch at the National Archives. He's also an expert on the music of the Vietnam War.
When you registered for the Selective Service system, you were assigned a draft number, and if your number came up, then you were in the Army.
And when it came my time to serve, I knew better death than red. But when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, I'd always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat in my...
This is a song called Draft Dodger Rag.
Draft Dodger Rag was a very important, influential song, and it was recorded by many folk singers and groups, and the lyrics were filled with ways to dodge the draft.
I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits, and I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs.
Draft dodging songs like this one, or David Crosby's Draft Morning, mostly talked about the unfairness of the draft.
It ain't me.
The Fortunate Son song had several lines in it that referred to privileged youth who were able to avoid the draft and not participate in the war.
The president and the generals in Vietnam told Americans back home that the U.S. was winning the war, but in January 1968, North Vietnamese soldiers attacked positions deep inside South Vietnam, including the U.S. Embassy. Though the offensive was soon crushed, it left Americans doubting what they were being told.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam.
This is a song called Fixin' to Die Rag. It was performed by Country Joe and the Fish at Woodstock, a giant music festival that was held in upstate New York in 1969. According to Les Waffen,
it became extremely popular as a song that said everything about the public's antagonism against the war, and it sort of reflected what public opinion was all about.
Even more important, Waffen says, the song also became popular with the soldiers who were fighting in Vietnam.
There would be DJs and certain zones who would set up their own radio station and begin to broadcast the songs that you were not going to hear on Armed Forces Radio.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do.
Of course, there were also songs in favor of the war. In 1965 and 66, the most popular song in America was The Ballad of the Green Berets.
Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best.
And those celebrating soldiers also sang songs mocking those who found ways not to have to fight.
Fearless cowards of the USA, bravely here, at home they stay. They watch their friends get shipped away. The Draft Dodgers of the Yellow Beret.
America is a place of diverse opinions. It's also a place that offers citizens the right to express those opinions, even when they go against the government, even in the middle of a war. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.